Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the topic of Sfas Emes ala Torah. Why are we giving these shiurim? Because my sweet friend, Rav Jeremy Wernick, encouraged me to. So, if you enjoy the shiur, credit goes to him. Shvei Schus for he and his family. We will start, I thought it would be most appropriate to start at the beginning. Tav Resh Lamed Aleph, Parshas Toldos, B'siyata D'Shmaya. I hope you have a Sefer in front of you. It's always better with the Sefer in front of you, but if you don't, then you can listen. Omer Rabbeinu, says the Holy Sfas Emes in the year Tav Resh Lamed Aleph, which is the year ...1871. Going back a little bit. Assume you're not that old, but maybe in your previous Gilgul you were there. So in this week's parasha, we see the story of the three wells that Yitzchak's servants dug. Avimelech's shepherds argue with Yitzchak's shepherds regarding the ownership of the first two wells. Over the third well, there was no argument. First two wells were called by Yitzchak Esek and Sitna. The third well was called Rechovos. And we want to understand why God in His Torah is telling us about digging wells. Come on, I'm saying there aren't more important things to talk about, like theological issues, theodicy, purpose of life. Why are you telling us about wells? So of course, by telling us about wells, we're learning the deeper secrets of creation. Adoni Avi Zikni, Moriv Rabbi, my grandfather. I'm so fortunate that I was able to spend some time in the United States that I can say a TH sound and I don't have to say a Z like some people unfortunately say a Z because they weren't raised to say the TH, but I'm blessed that I can say the TH and Bechlal I'm blessed. Adoni Avi Moriv Zigni Moriv Rabbi Zal Zechat Tzadik L'chai Olam Ha Behigit Binyan HaBeiris. My grandfather Chusha Rim said about the Beiris Shem L'Hosir HaChitzonius V'Haseis HaChitzonius V'Hester Limso HaNekuda. The idea of digging the wells, it's a metaphor. It means that one is searching for godliness hidden in this physical world. Ve'esek v'sitna hem yimei ha'maisa u'b'shabes ha'be'er shenikra rechovos. During the week, it's esek and sitna. What's esek? Esek is miloshin to toil. Sitna, hatred. Rechovos, expansion. During the week, there's a lot of difficulties. There's Esek, there's Sitna, there's the Yetzer Hara who hates you. The Gemara says, "Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korei Sone." Wow. So during the week, we have all these difficulties to deal with when we're searching for God. There was once a famous Jewish thinker, not necessarily within the Orthodox ranks 100%, so he wrote a book, Man's Search for God, and he wrote a book, God's Search for Man. And I always thought he should have written a third book. They finally found each other. So that's what this parasha is all about. It's about finding God. And on Shabbos, the bear is called Rechovos. On Shabbos, you feel this expansion. Because there's no more Esek and Sitna. Shabbos is the day to find God, the best. Uvadai sheyesh b'chol davar nitzotz kadosh mechiyah davar rak shenistar al yedei ha'teva. Everything, as Kabbalah HaRizal tells us, and the Sfas Emes teaches so many times, everything has a holy spark that gives it life. Rak shenistar al yedei ha'teva v'chitzon, it's just that it's hidden through nature and the external, the physical shell of external form. Ki al zeh nivra olam liyos chiyusa yisbarach b'soch ma'aseh bereishis. The world was created in order for God's vitality, for God's life, to be in my Sibaratius. Ve'adam yeda v'yivarish ha'kol michiyus Hashem Yisbarach. And man's job is to clarify, to know that everything has this godly vitality. V'zeh shekasuv chochmus b'chutz tarona. Wisdom rejoices outside. wisdoms shout in the street. Outside. Barachovos titen kola. And in the streets she gives forth her voice. The Medrash says that this is referring to Torah. It's a beautiful Maharal. Discusses this at length. If I'm not mistaken, the beginning of the Sifa Tshuva in Sham. Uperishu zal b'makom shem archivin osa. In the place, where does this wisdom shout? In the place that you expand it. Which means the streets of Torah. The komos of Torah. Because that is the purpose of Torah Shebaal Peh, to bring the light of Torah to all Gashmi as Gamken. So this Rechovos is Milashon Harchava, Mokum Shem Archivin Osa, that's what Torah Shebaal Peh was given to us for. Torah Shebaal Peh was given to us to bring the light of Torah even into the Gashmias, and the Medrash says that Rechovos is connected Ki Yarchi Hashem is Gvulcha, when God gives, expands your portion. So we're supposed to expand Torah even into the physical world. V'usirachavus HaKedusha Gam b'soch ha-teva. Even in the world of Teva, we're supposed to bring this Kedusha. V'zeo haya kol avodos avos. V'zgalos ora Torah tzofen b'maisa bereshis. That was the avod of the avos, to reveal the light of Torah that's hidden in maisa bereshis. Gam ha-shita Yitzchak b'maisa esav. That was Yitzchak's mistake with Esav. He knew Esav was an Isadeh, but he thought that Esav was going to expand the holiness, bring it into the physical world, into the Sadeh, everything to Hashem. Kamo Sheshah Lo Heich Ma'asrim HaMelach V'Tevin. He asked him, how do you take miser off salt and straw? Gam ken aperish kana. What does this question mean? Why salt and straw dafka? Ki am miser hu isromus hakol Hashem Yisbaruch ha'idea miser. What is miser? Miser is that you're elevating everything to God. You're taking a portion of it. You're giving it to God. You're giving it to the Kohen to show God through the Kohen. We're not saying the Kohen is God. I like Kohanim. I love them, but we have to realize our limits. So by giving it to the Kohen, by giving it to Hashem's representative, we're elevating the entire food and we're showing it's all for God. There he talks about this notion of everything being elevated to Hashem. Umelech hu adomim adrega shveila. Kach kasuv lahatbil b'melech lahalos gam adomim. Melech is domain, right? Different levels of creation. There's Adam, and there's a behema, Chai, and there's Tzomeach, what grows from the ground, the lower level, and then there's domain, which is inanimate objects, salt. Just sits there, salt, doesn't grow nothing. So we want to elevate that as well. So we dip our bread in salt. We want to elevate the salt, we want to even elevate the domain, the inanimate. So that's what Esav, he said, Tati, how do you take Miser off salt? Meaning, I want to elevate the lowest parts of creation, even the domain. Ooh, look at what a tzaddik I am. B'chein ha-tevin misromeim al yidei ha-freshes ha-chita shushomer l'pri. And tevin is also elevated by separating the chita. You separate the wheat, and it's a shomer lepri, and it guards the fruit. What guards the fruit? What guards the fruit is the straw. So he's even elevating that. He doesn't only want to take off from the wheat itself. He wants to take off from the straw. He wants to elevate everything. He wanted to show his father, look at how tzaddik I am. You know, it's like today would be a kid. He goes to Midtown Manhattan, you know, he goes to Times Square, and he goes to do whatever people do in Times Square. And he goes back to his father. He said, Dad, you wouldn't believe it. Could have gone in the Tirana, could have just kept going downtown to Williamsburg. And sat there in a Beis Medrash in Williamsburg and learned the Sefer of Divrei Yoel of the Satmar Reuv on the Parsha. And learned his tremendous Pilpulim on the Parsha. But instead, I wanted to be, that's easy in Williamsburg to sit and learn. But I wanted to be Mala things to Kedusha. So I went to Times Square and I did what I did in Times Square. Aren't I holy? Even elevating Times Square. That was what Esav was trying to say. He's trying to fool his father. That's what it means. Yitzchak was very great. That was Yitzchak's avoda. Me'od. Me'od. Vayar Hashem is called Asher HaSeven Eitov Me'od. Is the Yitzchak, the Malach HaMavis. Yitzchak wanted to elevate even that. K'mashikasa v'chol avavcha v'chol yitzarecha. That's what it means. B'chol avavcha wanted to serve Hashem with all of his heart, with his two yitzarim, shnei yitzarecha. The good and the bad. So that was what Yaakov wanted from Yitzchak, wanted from Esav, and that was what Esav was trying to show him. And now we'll skip a little bit to the Maimer Tov Reish Lamed Tes. 5639. V'yitain l'cha Elokim. V'medish, what does it mean? V'yitain. He starts off with a vav. The Sfasemis is omen on this. Beharbe makomos. Parshas told us. V'yitain l'cha Elokim. V'medish, yitain v'yachzer v'yitain. When it says v'yitain, even though it should have just started yitain, it means that God's going to give you, and He's going to give you again. That's the Yankif. Chazal also say, Yitain l'cha Elohusa. He's going to give you His godliness. V'yitain l'cha Elohim. He's going to give you His Elokus. He's going to give you spirituality. That was the bracha to Yaakov. Perish. Ze, degam be'etzavach amar mishmanei ha'aretz u'mital ha'shamayim. It says about Yaakov, V'yitain l'cha Elohim mital ha'shamayim mishmanei ha'aretz. And may God give you the dew of the heavens and the fatness of the land. To Esav he says, Mishman Eretz Yem Moshevecha Mital HaShemayim Me'ol. You will live off the fatness of the land and from the dew of the heavens above. It sounds similar, doesn't it? So what's the difference? Ah, the Sfasemis asks that kasha. Achahev Reishu Hanesina Shebirech Liyakov Shehiya Lo Dveikus Bekabolas HaShefa Miyad HaNosein Baruch Hu V'zos Ikar HaBaracha. The difference is that he blessed Yaakov, that he should be Dovek, Bekabolas HaShefa Miyad HaNosein Baruch Hu. He should be Dovek in receiving this Shefa from the hand of Hashem, Vizos Ikar HaBracha. His Bracha is that V'yitain. God's going to give you, and He's going to give you again. And what is He going to give you and then give you again? He's going to give you and give you again His godliness. If it's Gashmias, you can give it all in one shot. But when you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's endless. So it's going to give again and again and again and again. So in other words, Yaakov, says the Sfasemis, got the Ruchni Bracha, the Elokus. Esav didn't get that. Esav got the Gashmias, the fatness of the land. Listen, you ever see a land on a diet? Let the land be fat. You know, people are always dieting. We live in a world, hundreds of millions of people are hungry, and hundreds of millions of people are complaining that they're too fat and they're dieting. There has to be a way to level the playing field over here and make sure everybody has something to eat. And then maybe those who overeat should always have enough food that they could overeat, but they'll make sure that the people who don't eat have, and then everybody will have. Anyway, that's just an important digression. Yitain v'yachzer v'yitain perish atam yesh lo dveikus b'sharish ha-shefa. That's what it means. He's going to give you again and again and again. He's always going to have dveikus in the root of all the shefa and all of the flow, divine bounty. Esav, he said, you're going to have what you need. Aval Yaakov maser koach ha-shefa. Zekar bracha. Yaakov, he gave this koach ha-shefa, and that's the ikar bracha. Lachain amar re'ei b'ni... Reach b'ni k'recha seta she'brocho Hashem. For reach gan Eden. When Yaakov went in, he said, look, the smell of my son. He said, look, the smell. You don't usually look at smell. The smell of my son is like the smell of the field that God blessed. That's the reach of gan Eden. Perish, v'aperish yehir gish yesh lo tveikus b'shar she'elya. When we said Zad Dveikus, Yeshima Tzadik in Reach Gan Eden, he felt that he has Dveikus with the divine root of everything. And we said this Dveikus of being connected to the source of all existence, they have a Reach Gan Eden. Up there, things smell great. Things smell, can you imagine the best smell you ever walk by? Sometimes I remember when I was a kid, my family used to have a home here in Israel. Very, very nice neighborhood. And sometimes you walk by someone's garden, you just smell the flowers, the grass. It's mamish like me and Olam Haba, that smell. And that's exactly what Olam Haba is. Olam Haba is this beautiful smell. Reach Gan Eden. When do you have that smell? When you're Davik Bashem in the Shorish Elyon. So if you're looking forward to going up there, not only is it going to be great in many ways, it's also going to smell terrific. L'chein shayich lo abracha kanal, and therefore he deserves this bracha. Magia lo. Segaitim. Why? Because he's correct connected to the Shorash Elyon. He has this Reach Gan Eden. Memele he deserves the v'yitein l'cha elokuso, the godliness. Esav's going to get it, but he's going to get it without the ruchnius of it. He's just going to get the gashmius of it. It says in the Arizal famously that lo alechem levadu yichyadam ki al kol motzo pi Hashem yichyadam. Man doesn't live by bread alone, man lives by the voice of God. And the Arizal takes this to mean that we don't live by the food, the physical food only, merely, rather the spirituality within the food, the godliness, that's what gives us life. So the tzaddikim know how to bring that out of the food. That's why it's a big inyan to eat from the shiraim of a tzaddik. We should all be zocha. If you live either in the New York area or in the Eretz Yisrael area, so you're really not far from a tzaddik. You can go to a tish. And that's the food with the godliness. So he was giving Yaakov the bracha with the godliness and Esav without. Lachain havi gvir la'achecha. The pasuk says you will be a master over your brother, since Yaakov is connected to the root of the bracha. The shefa that reaches the world is going to be through him. He's going to be the gvir. He's going to, through him, all of the shefa is going to come to the world. Kevin Shudavik, Bekarach HaSharish. Since you're connected to the source, then you can bring it all down. Let's say today most banking is done online, right? So you have your name and your password, and you type it in, and then you get into your account. Then you can do what you want. You can put money in, you can take money out. It's your account, you're in. Don't give away your password, by the way. Unless it's to somebody who wants to use it to give you money. But stam, to give it out, I wouldn't recommend it. In any event, so let's say you know a person who's very, very wealthy, he's got billions of dollars, and he gives you his bank number. And he says, listen, whenever you want, whenever a poor person asks for anything, whenever you need anything, whenever you want to do a mitzvah, just go in and take. Ein baya, no problemo. So you type in his name, type in his password, and you're in the account. You got to the shorish. Take all the money out you want. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what you can do. He can bring this Shefa to the world through you. You have his password, Kiviyachol. That's Yaakov Avinu, and that's his children. The world of the Shefa of the world comes through Am Yisrael. So we have to make sure we're behaving ourselves to make the world a receptacle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bounty. It says, Heve, what's Heve? Lashon Sivui. Shekabalav lahamshich Shefa l'chol ha'umos. So this is a commandment. God is commanding Yaakov. You have to accept on yourself to bring this Shefa to the world for all the nations. When the nations are machnia themselves to Klal Yisrael, then they're zocha to the Shefa. Okay, we're going to go back now to the year Tuf Reish Lamed Beis, the third Mimer. So we learned about the brachas, right? We were talking about the brachas, Yaakov and Esav. He wanted to give it to Esav, he ended up giving it to Yaakov. So the question obviously is, why is it that Hashem did it this way? That the brachas should come to Yaakov through subterfuge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have put in Yaakov's mind, Yitzchak's mind, that he gives the brachas to Yaakov. That would have been cool. That's why I thought possibly, maybe it even says this somewhere, that Rivka didn't want to tell Yitzchak about Esav's true colors, because she figured that if God isn't telling him, why should I be the one? So let's see this Vasemis. There's a medrash in this week's parsha that says there are three organs which are not under our control, and three which are under our control. The eyes, the ears, and the nose aren't under our control. We can see things we might not want to see. We hear what we might not want to hear. We smell what we don't necessarily want to smell. But the mouth, the hands, and the feet are under our control. We choose what we say, what we do, where we go. If you're zoche, even those limbs which are in your rishus, you put them in God's rishus. So you're protected from using your hands, your mouth, and your feet in a way that's against the Ratzon Hashem. The Medrash gives an example. Yitzchak's blessing to Yaakov instead of Esav. When Yitzchak realized that Hashem took the decision as to who's going to get the bracha away from him, he understood that Hashem was protecting from a mistake. He said, Gam Baruch Yiyeh, even afterwards, referring to Yaakov. Even though he thought to be give Esav a bracha, lo also be yado, he wasn't able to. Why they mesirus nefesh b'mesayel is bracha mo Yitzchak b'akeda? That happens to mesirus nefesh. When you give yourself over to God, then you go in His rishus. Imkain rotze b'emes shlolios b'rishus atzmo, and therefore he wants truthfully not to be in his own rishus, in his own domain. And he does the will of those who fear him. This Vasemis does this all the time. He gives us mamish the secrets of how to receive divine help. If you want that your actions should be guided by God, gotta get up in the morning. This is the Avodah Rabbah. So you get up in the morning and you say, I'm completely in the hands of God. And in that schus, He takes care of you. You want all of your ritzonos to be godly. And that's why the bracha was given to Yaakov through subterfuge. Velonasa, I think the word is chicanery maybe. Is that a word? I don't know, my English teacher from high school was born in the year 1912. I just saw that the other day. She was born in 1912. So if she were alive today, She would be 105 years old. But she's not alive. She died many, many years ago. In any event, but she lived long enough to learn that I'm really not so good at English. The Velo Nasan Bidas Yitzchak Levarcha. And he did not put in Yitzchak's mind, given the bracha, actually a bracha bevitul kol ritzono, Hashem Yisroch kadem mevarech b'no, av tzadigamer yesh lo negiyah mitzad shu b'no. When a person gives his son a bracha, he is a negiyah. Ulekach chayakan shelo yeh ratzon Yitzchak levarech es Yaakov. In other words, what was happening here is that Hashem made it that Yitzchak didn't want to give Yaakov the bracha. So who's the bracha really coming from them? Is it coming from Yitzchak or is it coming from Hashem? It's coming from Hashem. Because if Yitzchak wanted to do it, then it's coming from Yitzchak. But since Yitzchak was so batal to Hashem, he said, listen, God, I want to bless Esav, but I'm going to just do it your way. Okay? So he has an egiyah not to bless Esav. He has a personal interest. He's thinking Esav deserves it. That's what he wants. But he was batal and vatal himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yaakov ended up getting the bracha. So the bracha is now coming straight from God. Is that awesome? I think so. So that's why Hashem made it that the bracha was given in this way that Yitzchak didn't know who was being given to. And then afterwards he says, Gam Baruch Yehiyah. He doesn't get angry at Yaakov. He says, no, this is the way it had to be. This, if you got it, this is what God wants. So we should all be zoche to be mevatel ourselves to Hashem, to get all of his brachas and ruchnias, and to be the conduit through which the whole world gets their brachas. Ve'yei bracha, like Avraham Avinu is supposed to be a bracha to the world. That's our job. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.